extract.
Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. As always, you can take control here at 855-450-FREE, and that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free on the site. Enjoy those on us. The studio crew tonight includes me, Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
We still have Johnny Ray's Game of the Week still to come here tonight, but we're focusing on some of the issues surrounding games. And of course, when it comes to game issues, one of the most popular things to talk about is violence in video games. And you know, not so much sex these days. I guess the last real sex-related game story that I recall seeing was the Hot Coffee mod one of the Grand Theft Auto games. I think it was one of the PlayStation 2 games.
And this wasn't even something that necessarily, this wasn't even really available in the game. You had to,
it was a code, wasn't it?
You had to like hunt to be able to
it was difficult to access the scene. But yeah, so you don't really see too much in the news about sex in games these days. It was originally part of the discussion back in the 1990s with Digital Pictures' Night Trap being one of the more controversial initial games.
What's that?
In Mortal Kombat. It was Night Trap and Mortal Kombat were the two. And by the way, I saw something the other day. Apparently there's been like at least nine Mortal Kombat games.
Wow.
Jeez, just amazing. But anyway, yeah, so you probably have heard of Mortal Kombat. That's a fighting game which kind of brought the realm of bloody, gory deaths into fighting games.
Uh-huh.
That was somewhat controversial in the early 1990s. And then Night Trap was a game for the Sega CD and the 3DO. Eventually the PC and Mac had a version as well. It was supposed to be the future of video gaming, at least according to the people who made the games. Ultimately, their company went out of business by the late by the late 1990s. But you know, it was pretty next gen. I mean, for its day, you would take a CD-ROM, and of course, we're talking about back when CD-ROMs were really cool and new, and mm-hmm. like the idea that you could put a video game on one of these things was a pretty big idea. And so when the video game world shifted from cartridge to CD, it was a huge increase in the amount of data space that could be on these things. And because you could only store maybe 4 megs or something like that on a cartridge, 2 to 4, maybe 8 megs. And of course,
when you say cartridge, what are you talking about? A cartridge or like a 3.5-inch floppy?
Thank you. The cartridge, like, you know, that you might put in a Nintendo Entertainment System.
Or the 2600.
Or a 2600 or a Sega Genesis. I mean, these were kind of the classic cartridge-based systems, some of the most popular ones. But these cartridges did not hold very much data at all, and it was only the later, you know, game systems, the Sega Genesis, that would hold, you know, megs. And I think those were megabits, not even megabytes. But either way,
and what's the difference between those two things?
There's 8 bits in a byte.
Okay.
So, but anyway, it was not a whole lot of space. And then you went to CD-ROM, where you can hold hundreds of megabytes of data. So all of a sudden, now you could have games with video in them. And so they actually went and they shot, you know, like kind of Hollywood quality of video footage, and they compressed it down to 64 colors so it could, you know, work with the Sega Genesis. And the goal of the game of Night Trap was to trap, you know, these people, these augers, as they were called, vampires, as they were trying to capture girls in this house. And it was kind of a repetitive game because the video footage could only be set up in one particular fashion, and you know the augers would always be in the same place at the same time, and it's kind of known as a bad game. I mean, there's not much gameplay to it. Basically,
that's kind of known as a bad era for PC games, at least.
Mm-hmm.
The era of the FMV or full motion video.
These games are panned. They're universally panned because of their lack of interactivity. I mean, when you've got a character in a role-playing game, your character can go any direction, you know?
Uh-huh.
But in this game, you're literally locked into looking at video feeds.
Right, that's been shot.
And then the only interactivity is, like, the guy walks by a trap, there's a little meter, and if the meter flashes red for a second, you can hit a button, and that basically calls up a new video clip where the guy gets trapped. If you miss the little window, then you see the video of the guy walking by the trap. I mean, that's all there is to the game.
Now,
but it was controversial as hell because it was real people, right? Like, the thing that Digital Pictures did that was really noteworthy was they took games out of the realm of the Mario, the pixelated hero, the ninja, or whatever. You know, this little guy that's on the screen that's jumping around and obviously not human, obviously game-like. And they replaced that with real-life characters that the gamer actually had some control over what happened to them. At the very end of Night Trap, Dana Plato is the heroine in the game. And by the way, I think she had a real heroin problem or something like that. Ended up dying of a drug overdose later on. But
this game was really important to you. You played it a lot, didn't you?
I played it a lot as a kid. But it's got a fascinating history. I've watched, there's documentaries about this game in Mortal Kombat, about how these are the two games that created all of the controversy that was around violent video games. The video game rating system exists today because of the pioneering efforts of these gaming companies in putting these violent games out. And it really wasn't a particularly violent game. I mean, it was a campy B-movie, basically, turned into a video game. I mean, it was there are far more violent scenes in movies. I mean, this barely would even qualify as PG-13, but there was one scene in particular that the politicians were all in a tizzy over. And it was a scene in a bathroom where there's a girl in her early 20s and kind of a nighty-looking thing. Now, of course, we're talking about 1991 digital video technology. You couldn't see one fold of her cleavage if you even tried. There's no resolution in this game. Like, there would be no revealing anything here. She's just standing in a nighty doing herself up in a mirror. But this was supposedly the sex in the game. There wasn't any sex. Nobody even gets kissed in this game. But the fact that there was a young woman in front of a mirror wearing negligee in a game that children could, in theory, play.
Good enough for me.
Which, was nowhere near as good as Sonic or any other game that a child would actually want to play, the average kid. The politicians were livid over this. So it's fascinating if you go and watch, these old there's like this old documentary, Night Trap Dangerous Games. You can watch some of the politicians and what they had to say about it. And, you could tell they had never played the thing. Just like Pat Robertson here, he says he's never played video games, but yet he likens video games to murder. Taking somebody's life in a video game is murder, according to him. So I'm going to play Pat Robertson's actual audio here of his own interview on his own television show, The 700 Club, because it's 20 years later now. The original controversy over Mortal Kombat and Night Trap happened in the early 1990s. It's been two decades, and it's still the same story. It's still the same people. It's the same story.
As it has been for decades, centuries.
Right, with like comic books and Dungeons and Dragons.
We've talked about comic books. The reason that there is this comic book rating system that was developed by the comic books themselves is because there was at a time in comic books, weird tales, aliens, women in 90s. These were a big deal.
Yeah, sure. The Universal Comics Code, is that what it's called?
Yeah, I think that's what it's called, the Universal Comics Code.
What is this?
It's old. It pretty much went out in the 80s.
It's like a governing body kind of for moral laws.
Interesting.
Yeah, and okay, so there's an interesting one. I was watching Comic Book Men with the Kevin Smith, the director, and he told a story about it. There was this guy, I can't remember what, in Marvel Comics, called the Living Vampire. Because they weren't allowed to have undead people in the comic books because of, the
UCC.
Gross tales and all these other things that were in the past. So he was not a vampire. He was a living vampire.
So how many years did this go on, this UCC nonsense?
A few decades.
Were there any comic book companies that just rejected that?
There weren't any comic book companies besides DC and Marvel really for a long time. There was basically DC and Marvel put out the comic books, and then there was like Archie and a couple of others, sort of standbys, Richie Rich and things like that.
Yeah,
but Archie's the sexiest.
When you basically nobody put out superhero comics besides Marvel at
when did Dark Horse start up? Because I remember reading Dark Horse as a kid in the
early to mid 80s.
Okay. So that was after the UCC thing went away?
Basically, when I started reading comics in the early to mid-80s, there was a sort of revolution in comics, and many other third-party, you know, comic book distributors came online, and First Comics and, you know, a few others came out and put out their stuff.
Does Marvel and DC still adhere to some of those old rules?
No, all those things are gone. They had to compete.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Maybe you think video games and comic books are bad. I want to hear from you. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
Business owners, listen up. Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves toll free at 855-450-FREE. We're talking about video games and the violence involved in them. Pat Robertson at the 700 Club says that this is essentially the same thing as committing murder. Now, we're going to give you his exact quote here from his own show, The 700 Club, in moments. Also, would love to hear from you at 855-450-FREE. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have a webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact with the show or interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. Sometimes show hosts are in the chat room. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com to accomplish that. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
FreedomsPhoenix.com is a news aggregation site with a liberty bend. You can go there and get up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, the rise of the police state. I find what their little daily dispatch, actually, I get it twice a day. I'm not exactly sure. Maybe I'm signed up twice. I don't know. But I get the AM and the PM version from FreedomsPhoenix.com. I find it invaluable. This is, the news comes there first, FreedomsPhoenix.com.
Let's go to Robert. He's in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Robert.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
You know, I can remember going back when I was a kid. You know, and watching on my dad's lap, watching the old Bela Lugosi movies and Boris Karloff and Vincent Price and all of those scary movies. You know, and I never killed anybody.
Sure.
You know, I think that with the video games and people running, that's just a bunch of baloney.
Oh, absolutely. It's just another desire. It's people's desire to control content.
Exactly. I mean, if you go and you kill somebody, you're making a free choice to do it. You know, think that you're acting out on a game is ridiculous.
It's nothing more than a cop-out. It's an excuse, and it's just like this Ariel Castro guy who horribly raped and held capture multiple women for over a period of over a decade. It's just like him. He's coming up with an excuse. He's saying he's a victim of porn, and some others have said that it was violent video games that made me kill that person. Well, nonsense.
No, I did it because I was drunk or I was stoned or something. No. People got to start learning to take accountability for their actions.
I'm with you, Robert. Thanks for the call tonight, man. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Pat Robertson's actual statement here, his excerpt from this less than a two-minute clip from the 700 Club, where he's being interviewed by whoever the host is here.
We want to bring it on right now with some of the email questions that you've sent in.
Bring it on.
This first one is from Nathaniel, who says, what do you think the Bible has to say about video games? Is there a way to interpret the Bible for, quote, virtual sins? I'm not the type of person who would do half of the things in games in real life, but does God see it as sin if we enjoy them in a virtual setting?
Your spirit is what God's concerned about, and what is your spirit active in? Jesus said if you look on a woman with the thoughts of lust in your heart, you've committed adultery with her.
Whoa, really?
He did say that, but I always feel like this is to some extent a misappropriated speech of Jesus's. What he was trying to do is he was speaking about the Pharisees in this circumstance, people that believed that somehow they had never, that their s didn't stink. They were, these were the good guys. We're the best. And Jesus is saying, whoa. Your good deeds are like menstrual rags before God. They're nothing. You are not without sin. You say that fornication's a problem. I say you look at a woman, you think about fornication, you've committed the sin in your heart. Don't act like you're better than everybody else. You've done this crap in your head. You are a sinner just like everybody else. That's
so
what he's saying.
So you're saying that he said that thinking about such an act was actually a sin?
I think that what he's trying to say is that God is a good and pure being, and that you can't be as good as God. You still need grace in order to be saved.
I think it's all a bunch of nonsense. I mean, look, if God exists and created people, he gave them a sex drive, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, it's totally natural to see someone attractive and to think about, you know, sexy things.
Yes, I don't think that that's a problem personally, but I'm just trying to interpret.
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying.
I think that that's a bad interpretation of Christianity generally, in my opinion. I think it was more about people trying to be better than everybody else and less about, well, if you thought about something, you've done it.
Hmm.
That's not really what I don't think that's what he's trying to get across.
Well, clearly that's going to be the basis of his answer here, the idea that thinking about something is the equivalent of actually doing it. He goes on, though. We continue.
Virtual sin. If you have one of those things, on that part, you've committed adultery with her. So that's a virtual sin. If you have one of those games, I've never played a video game. I hate to tell you, that shows my age maybe, but have you ever played one?
Yeah, I'm terrible at it.
Oh, you do? Yeah.
It's really a hand-eye thing, but
well, I mean, shooting and things like that, but I think main kill.
Now, wait a minute. Is Pat Robertson pro-war?
I don't know the answer to that.
I'm just curious. I mean, a lot of people
probably shot, though. I mean, just because you've shot a gun doesn't mean that you're pro-war.
In the Christian movement, I mean, there's a lot of kind of military worship, right? There's a lot of people who would call themselves Christians who, you know, supposedly, you know, might agree with Pat Robertson on his statements about the video games. But does that all go away when you've got the sanction of the state behind you? The idea about thinking about killing people?
This brings us back to that same statement from Jesus. Jesus was going after the Pharisees, which were the people who purported to enforce the law. Like the Wahhabists in Saudi Arabia, these were the religious police. And Jesus came, you know, he was all the time against the law, against the set of rules. He believed that it was about a relationship as opposed to following a set of rules. And what's Pat Robertson about to do for this young man? He's about to give him some rules. I contend that Christianity today is precisely what Jesus was talking about from the whole beginning, and Christians don't seem to be able to get it because people just want some rules. Look, I don't want this relationship with God thing. It's too much work. Please just tell me what I've got to do.
Yeah, just so I can go to a nice place when I die.
I put the fish thing on my Yellow Pages ad. Okay, I gotcha. You know, I mean, I think that some of the rules are great. You know, not lying, not cheating on your wife. These are some good rules to live by. But it's, you cannot cheat on your wife and still be an a-hole to live with, and that doesn't solve anything.
Indeed. So we continue with Pat Robertson's interview.
And Grand Theft Auto, some of those, they get pretty bizarre. And so if you're murdering somebody in cyberspace, in a sense, you're performing the act, you like it or not. Here's the danger of this stuff, and it has to do with television, books, everything.
Uh-huh.
You lose your sensitivity to God.
Stand by, Pat. We're going to come back with the remaining 20 or so seconds, 30 seconds of what he has to say. 855-450-FREE. And, of course, you're welcome to jump on board here with your thoughts. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us on Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. More coming up. Violent video games, your thoughts on the history, the current situation. It's Free Talk Live.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts, including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laurel Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallach, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in UFOlogy. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371. Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, take control, toll free at 855-450-FREE. You can join us online. We have a bulletin board system where you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. Just go to bbs.freetalklive.com to access that for free. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
ManVentureOutpost.com is the place to go to get the name brands on all kinds of outdoor equipment, shooting gear, rifles, handguns, ammunition, firearm accessories, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification tents, apparel, fish finding equipment, boating equipment, whatever you need, they've got it. And their unique selling proposition there at ManVentureOutpost.com is that they have the lowest prices. They attempt to bring you the lowest prices on everything at ManVentureOutpost.com, and I have never found anything that I've ever ordered any cheaper than I get it at ManVentureOutpost.com, and I am proud to say it, because I like a good deal. I want the best price I can get on something, and what's important to me is being able to get that and save the time. So if I just go to ManVentureOutpost.com for my outdoor equipment needs, mm-hmm, I know I'm saving the time, and I'm getting the best deal. ManVentureOutpost.com.
Video game violence. Pat Robertson is saying that committing a murder in a video game is the essence of doing the real thing. And I want to continue with his quote, and we'll get to your calls, 855-450-FREE. This is him on his own television show. He's 83 years old. The show is The 700 Club, as it has always been for him. Let's continue with that clip now.
And if you're keen for the Lord, you're in prayer, your spirit is attuned to Him, you're seeing miracles in your life, you're listening to the voice of God, that stuff will chop off your access and you will grow dead in your heart. That's the danger of all of this. That's the danger of it. That's what you have to remember. It isn't God's going to send you to hell or anything. You'll just miss out on that precious presence of God that He wants to give to those who love Him.
So let me see if I've got this
straight. I don't see the kerfuffle about the statement that Pat Roberts has made. I think he's giving reasonably good Christian advice here.
So on one hand, he says that it's tantamount to committing murder, but that you won't go to hell for it because it's just a video game.
I think what
you're cutting off your connection with God.
So what I can see about a first-person shooter video game is that you'll get some level of sort of training in shooting other people, and that there's a danger in kind of the desensitization that you might have there. I don't see it. I've played plenty of first-person shooters and third-person shooters and the whole deal. I'm not desensitized to shooting people.
I think if you've ever actually shot a gun, you know that video games don't prepare you for anything about shooting.
I wonder to myself...
They don't prepare you for reloading.
About the drone pilots and the games that are similar to that. Because there's games where you can
I bet you there's a drone game out there. There's probably somebody that's made that.
Probably. And I wonder, when you have the experiences, the same thing. When the bomb hits, you don't feel it. You know, when a fighter pilot drops, from an F-A-18, drops a bomb, he probably feels, the paveway hits, and then he feels this wash of pressure behind him. I'm sure he feels it. Drone pilots don't feel anything.
That's a great point.
So do games like that prepare people for situations? There are certainly other situations where people are killing people on video game screens. The drones are just the best example. So does it help prepare people for that? I don't know. I wouldn't think it does entirely, but maybe it does for that first time. And then once your toe's in the water, it's because the guy that had PTSD, I can't remember his name, the drone pilot that had PTSD that's come out and talked about the 1,600 people he killed.
Oh, my.
The first time he dropped a bomb, he could turn that bomb away at like 7 seconds. But at 3 seconds, a kid walked out of the hut, and then the bomb goes off.
Jeez.
And he says to his commanding officer, "Was that a kid?" And they say, "No, that was a dog." Well, he could replay it. He replayed it over and over again.
No.
But he didn't walk out of that air-conditioned hut in New Mexico. Actually, I'm not sure where he was that first time, but I know that he did work in New Mexico at one point and in Vegas. He didn't walk out of there and say, "I'm never doing this again. You people are killing kids." He killed 1,600 more people after that. So I don't know. I think there's interesting points, and I don't think what Pat Robertson – I'm completely out of whoever made the accusation here against Pat Robertson. I think that what he said here is good advice from a preacher. I don't like generally advice from preachers.
Mm-hmm.
I am not a fan of Christianity as it looks as it
is
today.
You don't agree with his assessment.
But I don't think that his assessment is out of the realm of what normal preacher advice is. No. I mean, this isn't – I'm not disgusted by this. He's saying that your time should be spent in communion with God, not playing video games. It's just a suggestion on how you spend your spare time.
Let's go to you and your thoughts. You can bring up anything you like. Frank is listening in Ithaca to WNYY. Hey, Frank.
Yeah, hi, guys. I just wanted to put Carl Rove in the position of a video game, and let's just say that he's the bad guy, and let's just say that he has his best friend's wife have the police in Alabama arrest the good guy, Don Siegelman, who is now in jail.
I'm confused, but okay.
No, all right. So let's. How do we? Because we're the good guys. How do we?
Sounds
get
like another
Don
bad
Siegelman,
FMV game.
How do we get Don Siegelman out of jail in real life?
I don't know anything about this.
Well, you've never heard of Carl Don Siegelman.
Carl Rove's the only thing I've heard of out of this whole story.
Right. Yeah, you do know Don Siegelman.
No, I never heard of him before your call. Johnny Rave, you heard of Don Siegelman?
Okay, but you have heard of Carl Rove.
That much we've heard of, yes.
He's kind of political advisor?
No, he's the mastermind. See, tie this back into the video. Karl Rove is the mastermind politically of George Bush's theft. Theft of three elections in Texas and two presidents. They stole three elections. So, which would not have been possible if Karl Rove had not had his best friend's wife order the police in Alabama to arrest the governor, Don Siegelman of Alabama.
So this guy, this was during the Bush administration, is that right? When did this happen?
No, this was, this was during Bush's run for the White House. So I'm just going to toss that out and let you guys chew on it, and I enjoy your show.
Thanks for the call. I've got some details on that here, Frank. I appreciate hearing from you. According to the Huffington Post article of April of this year, why is Don Siegelman still in jail? In 2004, he was indicted. He used to be the most powerful and popular Democrat in the state of Alabama. He was governor from 1998 to 2002, has held positions like attorney general in the state. Was indicted by the U.S. attorney for the Northern District of Alabama for bid rigging on state contracts. The indictment was dismissed almost immediately by a federal district judge, Mr. U.W. Clemon, one of the most senior federal judges in Alabama, for lack of evidence. Clemon stated that Siegelman's prosecution was completely without legal merit and indeed was the most unfounded criminal case over which I presided in my entire judicial career. Undeterred by this thrashing, the Justice Department and a U.S. attorney for the Middle District of Alabama, Laura Canary, brought a second indictment a few months later, this time charging Siegelman with RICO violations and bribery for accepting a large donation to a state lottery campaign to fund free tuition for high school graduates and appointing the donor to a seat on the medical or on a state medical board, a position the donor had occupied under three previous administrations. The trial was held in 2006, but this time before a different federal judge, handpicked by the Justice Department, according to sworn testimony before the House Judiciary Committee. This judge, Mark Fuller, could be trusted to hang Don Siegelman. Indeed, Fuller previously had been investigated by Siegelman for financial fraud when Siegelman was the state attorney general. So turnaround in the world of politics is definitely fair play here.
Yeah, this kind of thing happens. This is like the political infighting thing. Right now, the Democrats and Republicans are fighting in New Hampshire over vote rigging.
Mm-hmm.
The Republicans have dug up some pretty good evidence that some votes have been rigged here in New Hampshire, that it looks like some Democrats might have gotten some people from out of state to vote in the first of the nation election. But all in all, it's so not interesting to me, the political infighting.
Yeah,
I mean, I hate to be in prison for it.
Well, it's certainly, we'll come up with more here, and I don't want to get into all the details. I'll post the full story on our Facebook page. More coming up. You take control.
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday.
Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-924-6900. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on. Because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-924-6929. That's 1-800-924-6929.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. community. Enter the raffle, and you can win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udy's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Longevity.
There's a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/alex.
Raising your own chickens for food is great, but how will you get them ready for the dinner table? Do it the fast and easy way with a power plucker from powerplucker.com. The power plucker is a simple attachment that works with a power drill and removes feathers in a flash. Whether you're a homesteader or a bird hunter, you'll save time and money, and we guarantee you'll love it. Order right now at powerplucker.com and receive free shipping. Powerplucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Are you ready to fight back? Fight back against the army of spies, scammers, and government wonks that are hell-bent on stealing your information? Let me ask you one question. What are you doing right now to protect your privacy? Learn how to take your identity off the grid and even disappear forever with this weird trick at privacyradio.com. I'll show you how to protect yourself and your family from big government and big business in just 10 easy steps. Go to privacyradio.com to learn more.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and moments remain here in this particular edition of the show. But if you don't get your call in tonight, no biggie. You can always call tomorrow, because we do the show 7 nights per week. We're live from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. If you don't get the show live during our live hours, no worries. You can still call us during the live hours, and then later you can listen to yourself on the radio, or on our streams, or on the satellite feed, or wherever else you can hear Free Talk Live. There's a lot of places. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more about how to get tuned in to Free Talk Live. Once again, listen.freetalklive.com, and please amp the show if you really want to help us get Free Talk Live to more ears around the world, around the country. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com, and for $5 a month, you can help Free Talk Live out by helping us pay for advertising in the radio business, helping us reach out to more radio stations and get more internet listeners on board as well. We're doing Facebook advertising right now. So again, go to amp.freetalklive.com and get the perks. Get access to your amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only podcast, which doesn't have all the commercials the regular podcast does. Not that our regular podcast has a lot of commercials, there's just a few in there, but go to amp.freetalklive.com, and we go back to the phones and to your thoughts. You can bring up anything. Sean's in Santa Cruz, listening to KOMY. Hey, Sean.
Hey, how's it going?
Welcome. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I just heard you guys talking about one of you had the opinion that the video games, like Pat Robertson said, you know, they are not like Pat Robertson said, but they are not suggestive, and hey, I grew up playing them, and I don't kill people, so, you know, I don't know anybody that kills people that play video games, so on and so forth. The gentleman who said that, you know, that it's not the video games that are doing it really isn't looking at this, on a collective level. I mean, For instance, a friend of mine literally talked to one of the designers for one of the new war games that just came out, and the designers hired Vietnam vets, special ops vets, to tell their stories and make these games as real as possible. This is military recruiting. I mean, if you are hiring vets to put the reality into the game, the nightmare of their reality, then this is what's going into our children's minds.
Yeah, well, just because they're trying to do something doesn't mean they're achieving it.
Well, you know, I mean, you need to also look at the philosophy of the mind and any just the polarities that are going on. I mean,
well, video games, you know, just to your point about hiring the vets, video games, how are they different in that case from movies? I mean, movies have historically had vets hired on as experts to come in and, you know, take their actors through trainings. And
a lot of people join the Air Force because of Top Gun.
Yeah, I mean,
Navy, I suppose.
Right, and every one of those movies had some retired, you know, Navy or Marine or Army guy come in and, you know, give their actors a little boot camp and kind of toughen them up a little bit.
So then answer this. What my point is here is that we watch things happen in cycles of time. And so what time are we in right now from the cycles of time that have happened? I mean, based on suggestion of these movies all the way back to plays. I mean, all the way back to Plato. It has always been conflict, war, conflict, war. Why would we literally want to put a virtual gun in our children's hands? Is that right? I mean,
do we have more or less war than we had during the Vietnam War currently?
We have
worldwide.
The United States.
We have more.
You think so? I don't know that there's much evidence for that. Lots of people dying in Vietnam too. It seems like a similar conflict that in one era we didn't have video games, and another era you did have video games. One thing we can say for certain is the crime, violent crime, gun crime is down in the United States. So if you want to make correlative assessments here, we can say that violent video games decrease violent crime.
Well, haven't you said, Mark, that there are fewer armed conflicts worldwide too in the past?
When you watch your child in the room, when you're in the room with the child, and the child is a Black Ops soldier, and he picks up a sniper rifle, Heckler and Koch sniper rifle, and literally blows off people's heads in your living room while you're watching TV, does that feel right to you personally?
I'm
talking like a 10-year-old.
I don't have a 10-year-old. You were talking about my child. I can see why that first time that happens, some parents might be a little, you know, iffy about it. But the fact is I know what it's like to play the video game and pick up the Heckler and Koch and blow somebody's head to pieces in the video game because I've done it. And it's not something where I'm relishing the visceral feelings of destroying another human's life. It's, yes, headshot. You know, like it's killing a polygon.
Yeah, it just seems kind of weird that you guys would talk about him, about, you know, not being wrong. I mean, I'm not saying that Pat is right. I'm not a fan of him at all, really. I'm just saying that, you know, when you get to the true nature of things, I mean, really, the nature of your mind. I mean, we know that the mask of the unconscious is not rigid. It reflects the face that we turn when we turn toward it. The hostility lends it a threatening aspect. Friendliness softens its features. It only becomes dangerous when our conscious attitude toward it is hopelessly wrong. To the degree that we repress it, its danger increases. I mean, this is Carl Jung.
Are you reading that from something?
Yeah, that was Carl Jung, dude. I mean, literally, I mean, it is a psychic damage that we're doing to our children collectively, on a collective level.
It's an interesting perspective. Sean, thank you for the call and sharing those thoughts with us tonight. 855-450-FREE, that, you know, maybe it's not going to turn somebody into a murderer, but there's some sort of, as Pat Robertson was even suggesting, some sort of damage to one's soul.
I don't know whether I can rebut this statement because I have not lived the life of a monk. Right? Mm. I don't know what that's like. However, we were in a movie called Playing Columbine.
Yes.
And in that movie,
fine documentary film.
I am quoted as pointing out that probably when that first guy came up with the Epic of Beowulf, some guy with a big horned hat on his head and a yak skin thrown over his shoulders is like, you can't tell that story to the kids. It'll make them crazy. They'll get up in the middle of the night and they'll kill us all. Because there's always been stories of conflict, and those stories at the time were when you don't have TV, that guy who's telling the scary ghost story over the campfire who's half drunk, he's the best thing you've got. You don't have HD television. You've never seen it. He is HD television.
Well, the imagination can be even more violent and horrible than what the movies might
He's know. Telling the story of slaying Grendel, and he brings it alive for the kids.
I have to say that, these days, playing a game like a Fallout 3 where you can kind of choose good things or bad things, I find myself doing more good things these days. I can't
play the bad guy in a video game. I find it very difficult.
I used to. I used to play only the bad guy in those games, and I find it difficult now, too. But even though I know they're just digital ones and zeros walking around, and I know that they don't have consciousness, I find myself wondering, when will they become too difficult to discern from real people? And at what point will artificial intelligence be so unique, be so brilliant, that we'll start to wonder, when and is it possible for those things to become conscious? I mean, I realize that's a crazy sounding question, right? But if an AI is able to make decisions for itself, if an AI is able to, once we reach the singularity, an AI becomes at that point able to upgrade itself, the AI is able to release new versions of itself without human assistance. At some point in there, there's going to become a real moral question, I think, to taking the life of an AI. Anyway, Johnny Ray, game of the week.
Send me to heaven. I found it today.
Pat Robertson's game?
No, it's not Pat Robertson's game. It's a game you take your phone and you start up the game, Send Me to Heaven. Start game, and the screen tells you to throw your phone up as high as you can in the air. So you throw your phone directly up into the air as hard and as high as you can.
And people are playing this game.
I did myself. I went out into a field near the LRN studios with a baseball glove, and I started throwing my phone up in the air
because
I was doing some tests. I wanted to see if your phone was injured on the way down, would it still record your result?
Now, your phone already has one of those spider-cracked screens. Uh-huh. Is it just you don't care about the phone and you're willing to throw it around? Or, it sounds
like
a risky
game. No, I do care. I don't want to lose it, but you get this game
and
this fever starts inside you that you want to take the risk. It's all about the risk.
Do you want to be number one? Is there some sort of prize? Do you get a new phone?
Yeah, I think the game was released today or something, so the leaderboard was kind of taken.
And what's it called again? Sorry.
Send Me to Heaven.
All right, we gotta go. See you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges start a conversation with your neighbor or your doctor or your family or your school. Now there's teachers and lawyers and business executives, and they all wear shiny badges and they all reject the state. Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges show the world that you reject coercion and aggression and oppression by the state. ShinyBadges.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.